Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Well, today we want to finish up our examination of the introduction of 3 John and move on into the body of this, the shortest epistle in all the New Testament, the shortest book in all the Bible. You recall that in the introduction, John identifies himself by the term the elder, the same designation that he uses in 2 John, and he identifies the recipient as a man named Gaius, and he says, "The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers." And it is that greeting, that blessing, that prayer of the Apostle John for Gaius that we left the broadcast with yesterday, and I want to take it up again today just briefly as we take one final look at that intriguing statement by the Apostle John, and then move on into the body of the epistle, beginning at verse 3. So to that end, I welcome you to the Friday, June 21 edition of the Beacon Broadcast, and I thank those radio listeners whose financial gifts enable us to teach God's Word on this station. Well, as we have seen, John's prayer for Gaius is a prayer for his prosperity. That's a little bit jarring, I suppose, to some, but that's exactly what we find here. It is a prayer for his general prosperity, his physical prosperity, and his spiritual prosperity. And the first statement, general prosperity, is introduced or is included by that phrase, prosper in all things. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things, that you may be led along a good road in all things, that you might enjoy success and well-being and a smooth ride, basically, is what John is saying, in every area of life, physical, financial, and so forth. That, by the way, is a statement that becomes almost the key text and basis for a lot of the health and wealth misteaching. I started to say health and wealth teaching, but health and wealth erroneous teaching in the day in which we live. But it cannot be denied that the Apostle John does pray for the general prosperity of Gaius and then follows it up by praying for the health, the good health of Gaius. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health. And of course, health is a subset of a physical prosperity. When we talk about prosperity, we're talking about physical prosperity. We're talking about spiritual prosperity. And physical prosperity involves a lot of things, including health, but also financial well-being, relational well-being. I think that would come pretty close to covering it. They're broad general categories, but I think those three things would come pretty close to covering it. And so after John wishes him to have prosperity in all things, he then underscores one particular area of physical health, namely, or physical well-being, namely health, that he might be in health, good physical health, a healthy body, disease-free, free of limitations physically, which is very interesting, tells us that it's perfectly okay to pray for our physical needs. But, as we saw in the broadcast yesterday, those prayers need to be closely linked with a motive for that good health, and a God-honoring motive, which, as the epistle unfolds, is clearly John's commendation to Gaius for using his resources for the kingdom of Christ, extending hospitality to traveling preachers, extending financial help to traveling preachers. And for that reason, John says, I'm praying that you will be in good health. You'll prosper in all things so that you'll be able to continue to do this. That you'll be in good health so that you may be able to continue to do this. And then he goes on, makes this very interesting comment, just as your soul prospers. I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. And John evidently knows, I started to say assumes, but I would have to make it stronger and say evidently knows, that the spiritual health of Gaius is in excellent condition. That he knows, and he's praying that his general prosperity and especially his health will, by the goodness of God, rise to match the level of excellence of his spiritual prosperity. Because John recognizes that spiritual prosperity is the most important. And it's only because he already knew that the spiritual health of Gaius was strong that he could use that thereby to be a gauge and to be a goal for the prosperity of the other areas of his life. And so that does tell us not that health and wealth are the most important elements, not at all, that spiritual prosperity is the most important element. That has got to be good if nothing else is, and that can be good even if nothing else is. You can be in good spiritual health and your body be in terrible health. You can be in good spiritual health and your financial condition be in very, very great difficulty. You can be in good spiritual health and have your family falling apart around you. I pray to God that it may not be so, but sometimes those things do happen. Sometimes people have the idea that if you're in good spiritual health, then you're going to have a great family. You'll have no family difficulties, problems, or disappointments. Not necessarily. People don't understand. Not necessarily so. Any more than if you're in good spiritual health, that guarantees that you'll be in good bodily health, that you'll be in good financial health. The very people who harbor the idea that if you're in good spiritual health, then that automatically guarantees that you'll have a good marriage. It automatically guarantees that your children are going to turn out well. The people who would harbor notions like that would generally reject the idea that if you're in good spiritual health, that guarantees good bodily health and good financial health. It's, but why do you pick the one and reject the other? There is no necessary link in any of these things. Spiritual health, and that I think is maybe the most important lesson to take away from this, spiritual health is no guarantee of physical health. It's no guarantee of financial health. It's no guarantee of relational health. No guarantee of these things for several reasons, but because all of these things are, to some degree, in the hands of other people, and ultimately, of course, are in the hands of God. And he is not guaranteeing that if you have good spiritual health, you'll have good financial health or good bodily health, but he may bless you in that way, and John is praying for that in the case of Gaius. But as I say, there seems to be a very strong implied link that my reason for praying this way is so that you'll be able to continue to serve the cause of Christ in the manner that you are presently doing. That's the key to it all. And therefore, We should be more concerned about our spiritual health than anything else, because if our spiritual health is good, then these other things may be good, they may be bad, but it will not affect our spiritual health. But if our spiritual health is weak, then bodily illness, family problems, financial difficulties may prove to be a very severe attack upon our soul. And many a person has suffered greatly spiritually because of difficulties in these other areas. You can tell a lot about a person, about his spiritual health, when you see how he, and of course when I say he, I mean he or she, when you see how he responds to serious illness. It's a great encouragement to a pastor to see someone who maybe you weren't too sure just how strong they were spiritually. In fact, may have even at times had some questions about whether or not they were truly saved. And then they experience, I guess would be a better way of saying it, a very severe illness, perhaps one for which there is no medical cure, and it's only going to be a matter of time before they die. And you observe that while the body is getting weaker, the soul is getting stronger. Just like the Bible says, that whereas the outward man is perishing day by day, the inward man is being renewed day by day. That's true. That is, can I put it this way, always true if, in fact, the inward man is truly the inward man of a born-again child of God. If it is the regenerated inward man, that is always true. The Spirit of God is going to, day by day, renew our spiritual strength, our spiritual health, and help us with spiritual health to face all of the difficulties of life, whatever they may be. But when you see someone who has professed to be a Christian for many years, and then they have difficulties, calamities, disappointments, poor health, poor other problems in their life, and they just are thrown. They just can't seem to get their bearings. It throws them off balance. You really wonder if they know Christ at all. That's a very concerning situation. That really does raise legitimate questions about whether such a person has ever truly been born again or not. So let me ask you, as I bring this all to a close, are you more concerned about physical circumstances or spiritual? Are you more concerned about your spiritual health or your physical health, your financial health, your family health? Which is most important in your mind? And this question, if your physical well-being corresponded to your spiritual well-being, what shape would you be in? Paul is praying, Gaius, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. If that were true of you, if your physical circumstances of life, all of them, general prosperity, were tied to your spiritual health, how good would these things be? And that tells us we need to give our greatest attention to the soul, to our relationship with God, to our understanding of God's Word, to walking in the light, and let all these other things take their place accordingly. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.